This is Demon FM.
Hello and welcome to Demon FM.
Welcome everybody.
This is the first ever lunch show.
I know, it's exciting,
isn't
it?
Which is very exciting. Welcome to Outer Mission, I should probably say as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, the first ever. So we're back on air, a little bit of a new team. That's exciting.
Very exciting. I'm very excited for this year, actually.
So we've got our first show, Halloween.
And it's a very exciting show as well. There's a lot going on.
It's a busy one. And it's your birthday as well, Jess.
Yes, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday. Woo. So we've got loads coming up on today's show. What have we got, Jess?
So as it's Halloween, and I love Halloween, we've got a lot of Halloween bits and bobs to talk about. We're going to be talking about Halloween versus Christmas films. We're going to be talking about pumpkin carving. We're going to be talking about costumes. What are you wearing for Halloween this year? And we're also going to be talking about the final of Bake Off, which was on yesterday, which is a big deal.
That is big news.
Yeah, big news.
Yes, so we've got also... What else can you do with a pumpkin? Which I know you are quite good at this.
Yes,
you've got pumpkin curries, pumpkin everything. But we're going to start off today with Halloween movies or Christmas movies. Now, I know we're not even in November yet, but I'm definitely on the Christmas movie side here.
No, I can't do it. I hate when people start talking about Christmas before December. It really bugs me. You know when people are like, when Halloween's over, Christmas begins. No, it's December.
Spirit.
I hate it. It makes it into like 2 months, which just annoys me, and I just get angry at everyone.
But what's a Halloween film even got going for it?
Have you seen Beetlejuice? Is like one of the best films that's ever been made ever. So,
well, that's your opinion.
And any Christmas film is trumped by Beetlejuice.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. We want you to tweet us in at DemonFM if you have an opinion on this. What's your favourite Halloween film? I know lots of people have been watching them lately.
Yeah, there's so many. Nightmare Before Christmas. That's like both.
I know that's a favourite of Scott's on the team, but I've never seen it.
It's so good. It's Christmas and Halloween. Well, it's like spooky Christmas, so it's like a bit of both, which I think is good. What about like Coraline?
Never
so it's spooky. I think the moral of this show is after we've done, we're out of the studio, me and James will go and I'll sit him down and I'll show him all of our favourite films.
Maybe I'm not in the Halloween camp because I've just not seen any of them.
Wow. Well, I haven't seen a lot of Christmas films, in fairness. I like Elf and that's like it.
That's not good.
And Home Alone.
Home Alone's a good one.
But they're like the only Christmas films I like. And I don't get how people can watch like the same Christmas films every year.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't agree with that. We need
that makes
new
you
ones.
Mad. I mean, I do that with Halloween films. But you can watch Halloween films like all year.
Yeah, that's true. But
fancy a bit of a spook.
There are some people that watch Christmas films all year as well. Mm. I think that's just...
Well, I mean, recently on Netflix as well, the new, like, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina's come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to watch that. I haven't started it yet, but I'm very excited.
I used to love
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It was, like, my favourite.
I've heard a lot of people are watching that one, so I might give that a
little... Because her birthday's also on Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
we've got something in common. Same person. But obviously, I'm better.
Are you?
Obviously.
is that official?
Yeah. Right. You heard it here first, everyone. But yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas films still win, I think, after that.
I feel like I'm going to get a lot of... Everyone I talk to about this is like, you're wrong, but...
No, I don't know. I think you've got Halloween... To say it's actually Halloween, I think you've probably got that on your side today.
Mm. Everyone... I don't like horror movies, though. That's not Halloween. That's just scary.
Yeah, I'm not a horror person.
I like spooky. I don't like horror.
I could probably... Horror would be okay if I watched it at home. But
in the
cinema would not go down well for me. That would not work.
I watched one horror film in a cinema and I'm never doing it again. It was horrible. I was like grabbing onto my friend's hands, like screaming. It's horrible.
I think I'd scream on the very back row.
Yeah.
And
everyone just get annoyed at you.
Yeah, panic everyone.
Not for me. See, if you watch like a nice, like, Beetlejuice is quite lighthearted. It's quite funny. Still a bit creepy.
Yeah.
But Coraline's kind of creepy.
That's true.
It's a bit weird. Mm. Her, like, parents have, like, buttons in their eyes and stuff.
I've seen the pictures.
But it's, like, a little animated thing, so it's not...
Yeah, I suppose when it's animated, it's not too...
Yeah. I watched it when I was, like, a kid, so it can't be that bad, can it?
Yeah. So one of the classic Halloween films, or spooky films, I suppose, it's got to be Ghostbusters, hasn't it?
Always. Whenever anyone thinks about it, Ghostbusters.
I am there for that one, yeah.
And tonight at my birthday party, I'll probably play... Ghostbusters, the song, about 50 times, just on repeat the whole night.
Have you seen the remake?
I haven't, but my friend, my best mate, is obsessed with it. And last year of Halloween, she even went as a Ghostbuster. So she had like her little proton pack on as well. She was like hitting everyone with it. It was so funny.
That sounds good.
It was very good.
Demon FM.
I might have to go watch the remake now. I feel like...
Yeah, I think it's something that I definitely...
I keep talking about how much I love Ghostbusters, therefore I must go watch the remake.
Yes, we should
like
do
I will
it.
Enjoy
research.
It as well.
We'll
yes,
call it research.
any excuse.
Yeah. So our show every other week is the lunchtime show. We're going to be bringing you stuff about what's for lunch and what you're eating. We're going to spice that up. I know it's the first show, but we're going to break tradition already. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Halloween food.
Oh, exciting. Well, today, earlier this morning, me and James were walking into the studio and we saw some little cupcakes. They looked like little eyeballs.
They had eyeballs on the top.
They looked yummy. They looked cute, but also spooky.
Yes, and there was like blood orange cake. I could have eaten all of that.
Mm.
That sounds good to me.
Nice and sickly stuff. That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
I tell you what I'm not a fan of, though.
What's that?
Eating pumpkins.
Oh, see, I will have to disagree with you there. I don't know if it's because my birthday's on Halloween. I feel like I have to love pumpkin, but I love...
You're just
a taste of pumpkin.
Halloween child.
Mm. So last weekend I went home to visit my parents, and because it was like pre-birthday bash,
mm-hmm.
my mother, bless her soul, made like me and my friends pumpkin biryani, but she cooked it in the pumpkin. So she like gutted the pumpkin,
uh-huh.
cooked all the like the flesh of the pumpkin, made the curry, mm-hmm. put it back in the pumpkin and cooked it in the oven. When it came out, it was like you could like... dish your like curry out of the pumpkin.
Off the pumpkin.
It was so good.
That sounds good, if only I liked the taste
but
of pumpkin.
But actually, my friend was there. She was like, I don't like pumpkin. And we were like, just try a bit. And mm-hmm. she tried a bit and she loved it. Well, but because it was like biryani, it was like spiced. So I don't know if it like it tasted a bit different to like normal pumpkin.
Yeah.
It was just like squash.
Well, if your mum does want to send me some pumkin biryani, I'll happily give it a go.
I have some leftover in the freezer. Do you
want
to
come
over?
And yeah? try it. Taste
it. It's amazing. It's so good.
What else is there for Halloween food? We've got...
My mum made pumpkin empanadas. So they're like little pastries in the shape of pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
And they had like pumpkin, spinach and like feta in them.
They sound tasty.
They like tasted like actual pumpkin. But you can make them with like sweet potato.
They sound good.
And then
good.
Just like in the shape of pumpkins, can you?
Might give that. I'm disappointed. You're talking about all this. There are no
sorry, I
should tasters
have
in the studio.
I should have bought them. I'm so sorry.
We have not got any.
What about the classic pumpkin spice latte? See, I don't like that.
Well, see, I'm not a coffee person
I'm
either.
I'm not a coffee person. I hate the taste of coffee.
So I've not.
I always try it. To me, it's just like bitter, like bean juice.
Mm,
and I'm not into that.
I really do want to like coffee as well. I feel
like it would benefit my life if I liked coffee, but I just love tea too much. Why would I sacrifice tea, which I enjoy drinking,
mm-hmm.
for a drink that I dislike?
See, being a Yorkshire man, I'm tea all the way as well.
Yeah.
I am a bit addicted to tea. So
proper British.
Exactly. Got
my
a little
cup of tea
teapot.
In the morning, cup of tea at night, a few in between, that's what I have.
Exactly.
Got to have at least two cups
got no
a day.
Time for coffee, but I like coffee flavoured things.
Oh, no, see, even the smell puts me off.
No, coffee cake, coffee chocolate, coffee ice cream.
So my mum's obsessed with coffee, cannot stand the stuff. My house always smells like it as well.
I don't mind the smell. I can cope with the smell.
Oh, I feel sick.
That's another thing as well, though, that puts me off toffee apples, because I really want to enjoy them, but... Mm. I don't like apples.
How do you not like apples? Okay, that's weird. The coffee thing I can understand, but apples. See, I love apples. They're like my favorite fruit.
Uh-huh.
Pumpkin's my favorite vegetable. Oh, you got a favorite.
It's a good day for you, isn't it?
It's the best day of the year. So toffee apples, it's like having a really bad treat,
mm-hmm.
but then you get the healthy fruit as well.
I'd rather just eat some toffee.
Because only like the thin layer of like sugar.
Yeah, no, I don't
chocolate
care
Chocolate apples
that.
Are amazing as well. You like dip it in chocolate and then like yeah. there's a sprinkle.
I've had them, but I've definitely sort of bitten the chocolate off, eaten the chocolate and then left the apple.
I want to bin the apple. Yeah. That's so wrong.
Get rid of the apple.
They shouldn't be allowed to do that. People like you should not be allowed. You should be like locked up for Halloween.
I'm sorry. I do get into the spirit Halloween. I do enjoy Halloween. Just pumpkin and apples, it's not going well for me.
Well, yesterday we were carving pumpkins.
We were.
And one of our friends decided that she wanted to save all of the pumpkin seeds. And I said, why are you doing that? She was like, I just want to try roasting them and eating them. Which to me is a bit, I know like you have like trail mix, there's like seeds and nuts and stuff, but
I'm not sure about pumpkin seeds.
I thought maybe she was going to like grow some pumpkins.
That's what I
thought. Yeah, I was like, oh, look at her. But then she had like a huge jar of them. And I was like, that's a lot of pumpkins.
That is, but you need a big old garden for all
but
that.
But all alone. Like growing pumpkin patch from all the seeds that she got this year.
Have
but
you
no,
ever,
she wants to eat them.
Have you ever been and picked your own pumpkins?
No. Well, my dad's friend owns a pumpkin patch.
Right, this is exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
But it's quite far away from our house. But every year, he sees my dad and he gives him one of the biggest pumpkins for me. And that's my like, birthday present every year.
Oh, that's cute.
Is a big pumpkin. So this year it was made into pumpkin biryani.
So you didn't even carve the big pumpkin?
Well, no, but it's because I was here, wasn't it? So I was at uni.
Well, yeah, I'll let you off with that one then.
But every year, I get the biggest pumpkin.
That is...
It's amazing.
That is good.
One day, though, I'm going to go to his pumpkin patch. I'm gonna pick my own.
It does look fun. I keep seeing all these pictures online and
stuff.
It looks
so cute, doesn't it?
It looks fun. And
I'd go just for the pictures. The farm place. Look at me frolicking in all the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even like pumpkins though.
Get a good into. I like carving pumpkins. Just don't eat them afterwards.
You like cutting them up to pieces, but you don't like eating them.
I tell you awful. What, I've seen online as well recently. This year, there's loads of people doing pineapple carving and aubergine
carving.
We
wanted to do like watermelon carving.
That'd be good.
So hollow it out, eat all the watermelon, and then carve the watermelon.
You see, I'd like that because then I'd eat the watermelon as well. I need a pineapple as well. These are things I can get behind.
Spiky, would that not?
Yeah, but then
it's enough
hair.
Like effort, like carving an actual pumpkin.
That's true.
And they're like smooth, let alone a spiky.
Yeah, that's true.
Spiky fruit.
But it would have cool.
I suggested
hair.
Carving. Potatoes.
Potatoes is
but
a good one.
Everyone told me that was stupid, but you say it's a good one.
A lot of people put the potatoes, if they do that design where they've got the pumpkin with the big open mouth at one side, then you can put like a mini pumpkin or a potato in
that.
It.
We did that. We had like, there was a massive pumpkin and we had like one of the little munchkin ones inside its mouth.
Oh, see, I'm not clever enough for that. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not clever enough.
It was good. It was good. You are listening to Demon FM, as we were talking about pumpkins and carving pumpkins and what you could do with a pumpkin.
Yes, eating them in curry.
Yes, which is lovely. And parcels, pastry parcels.
But that's not it. We wanted to know what you had to say about the matter. Where do you stand on pumpkins? What are you carving?
So let us know. Because I know a lot of us as well this year have not been carving just faces.
Mm-hmm.
I carved like moon and stars into one of mine.
I've seen a Tinkerbell one this
year. Tinkerbell?
It was very, I think you can do like the, before you cut it, if you print out a design and stick it on and then you get a pin and pin round the outline and then take the paper off, it's really easy to cut it and it's in the proper shape. So top tip from James Ross.
Oh my god. I feel like that's half the fun's like not doing very
being
well
a bit
with
rubbish,
it though.
Yeah.
Just kind of like
mine's always the worst.
Yeah. And I just go for it and then if it turns out bad, it just looks spookier, doesn't it? That's my excuse.
I always think mine's the best and then we put them all together.
And you're like, no.
We'll turn mine round. I'll do another one again.
It's funny. But yeah, all of my mates, we just kind of put them all together and they all just look awful. All of them equally just bad. None of us are very artistically talented, I don't think.
No. Well,
which is a shame.
I've definitely not got that artistic flair.
They'll look good later when they're all lit up, though.
Yeah, they'll look kind of go enough. Like soggy, though, don't they, after a bit?
They do
and then
go a bit manky quite quickly.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares what the design is?
They'll be fine, though. But yes, speaking of carving pumpkins, we went round Leicester and we asked people what they were carving this year.
I'm carving a mouse into a pumpkin.
An angry face. Spooky and it's Halloween.
Tiny little face. I've done 26 faces on 2 pumpkins.
It's got really big eyes. It's Halloween, I guess. It just looks into your soul as you walk past it.
I carved a pumpkin that looks like it's eating another pumpkin.
So, yeah, that was what people were carving this year.
That was a very deep one. It's looking into your soul.
Yeah, big eyes.
They are quite spooky, though, I think. I think when I was younger and I was trick-or-treating and stuff, I think I definitely found them quite scary.
Because it was my birthday, I used to think people used to put them out for me.
Oh, see,
say happy
like
birthday to me.
If I'm ever in America on my birthday, it's Independence Day, so all the fireworks are going to be for me.
It's all for you.
It's all about me.
Yeah, I imagine, like, I always think it's a bit weird, though, because, like, little child me thought that, like, skeletons and ghosts and witches was me, which is a bit
well,
morbid.
At least there's a celebration.
Yeah, true.
I once had a birthday party. No one turned up. At least everybody's out for Halloween.
Yeah, true. Although people get really boring with Halloween as well.
Why?
They just don't like it, so just stay in.
Well, you get them little...
Go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you need
go
to go out.
Go when you're
like
30.
Out.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
A bit weird, but still fun.
It would be a bit strange, but...
Get some free sweets.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? It's the sweets.
It's the sweets.
And then if you don't get any trick-or-treaters as well, you can get... You get all the sweets in, then you can just eat them all yourself anyway. So you're guaranteed sweets.
It's where we live back home, it's like in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So like we'll get like one, maybe two trick or treaters, but every year we like really stock up just in case.
The big boxes.
Yeah, even though we know no one's going to turn up, but we still get.
Secretly for you.
And then afterwards we can just eat them.
Do you dress up to allow the trick or treaters to knock up?
Oh, yeah. Decorations on the house.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Good. I like that.
We'll go all out.
Some
not just a pumpkin.
Don't bother.
No. There'll be like ghosts in the trees.
Yeah.
Devil's door.
I feel like your house is going to do all this for Halloween and then at Christmas you just have a little row of fairy lights.
Not even that.
Not even that.
There's like a bit of tinsel. My mum puts loads of tinsel up and that's about it.
But Halloween is the main.
Yeah. Halloween's the one.
Good.
Yeah. We have like 3 massive boxes of Halloween decorations and then like 1 for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So one like medium size.
Is it all
one.
In the loft?
Yeah, they're all in the loft. All the decorations are in the loft. Classic.
As usual.
Mm. You know it's a good family when you've got millions of decorations in the loft that you never use.
Demon FM.
We've got some very important news to talk about now.
More food related.
Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, but last night was the
Bake Off
final.
Where do we even begin?
It was a good show. Mm. It was it really was.
Yeah. I think the showstoppers weren't that great.
It was different because a lot of the time they do the same thing every year on there.
Mm.
So I think it was nice to have it different. But when you think back to Nadia's wedding cake that she did and all that, it wasn't one of them, was it?
No.
But and the technical, I was not a fan of that
they
technical.
Took them out the tent. How dare they?
I didn't mind that.
No.
Out the tent is okay.
I didn't like him not being in the tent.
It was a bit
weird.
I don't
like change.
But it was just you're an amateur baker. Now sort your own fire out.
Yeah.
And cook days on a slate and get it to the right temperature.
How were they meant to know?
Oh, that's impossible.
I think sometimes it is a bit silly. Poor Hollywood, he goes a bit too far sometimes, I think.
He was loving that idea.
Yeah, he was loving it. He was like, this is going to be difficult. And none of them got it right.
No.
And he wonders why.
But you know what? I thought Kim Joy was actually the best of the pro... That
I have a lot of
episode.
People that are really upset that she didn't win. And I do think out of everyone, she was the most consistent from like week one.
Do you know what? At the start, I wasn't a fan.
I didn't like her.
I wasn't a fan, but now...
I love her.
Oh.
Follow her on Instagram and everything. Like all her cakes that she
There's
makes.
There's like accounts on Twitter and Instagram for like Kim Joy memes and stuff.
She's amazing.
She's great. Them little
she
space
it.
Turtles.
Oh, the space turtles.
They were good.
It's been since like that episode, I was like, no, I do like her.
I think so.
I think
that was the turning point for me. But I am very happy with the winner.
Yes. Raoul is like, since day one, I was like, if he wins.
He is
just like,
the cutest.
All of us were like sat on the sofa last night and they were like, the winner is. And then they said it was Raoul and we all just screamed at the top of our lungs.
It was
probably annoyed everyone else in the building. But
I was so nervous when they were about to reveal the winner.
My heart was beating so fast.
I get so invested in it.
I feel like it's a bit sad me getting that invested in a show about cakes, but also it's so good.
It is amazing.
I thought
I wasn't going to like it when they changed it all up.
No, I didn't want myself to like it.
I know. But I love
but
it.
But here
still.
I am, still invested,
still watching.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm very happy for Rahul.
I'm very happy as well. And I hope he brings out a book and it's like
baking
with confidence or something, you know, like give him a little bit of a boost.
Sandy giving him a kiss on the cheek and then on the forehead.
So cute.
Oh, I nearly cried.
Yeah. Or at the end when they did like the little him like phoning his mum, telling her he's won. Made me just want to cry.
And then they do it at the end as well. Of the final episode where they tell you what everyone's been up to.
And they've all been like meeting up and they're all good friends.
And then there was just Dan who hadn't met anyone.
Yeah.
They'd all met up and they were drinking wine and baking cakes
dinner parties.
For each other. And then Dan's been at home with his kids.
Yeah.
Like, is he okay?
Is he... I hope he's all right. I hope he's doing well.
I'm sure he is.
He probably just lives a bit farther away than everyone else.
See, I'd want to live close to everyone. I want cakes.
Right. If anyone listening has been on Bake Off, is a Bake Off contestant,
yes.
Let us know and you can come over and make us cakes.
We love a cake.
Maybe like a radio-shaped cake. Could you make that?
There you go.
Yeah. Make it themed.
Pumpkin-flavoured for Jess.
Pumpkin-flavoured cake. And not apple-flavoured for James.
Not apple. Coffee. I do like coffee.
All right, coffee cake. Oh, yeah, grim. Coffee cake, pumpkin cake. Perfect.
Sorted.
I'm buzzing.
I'm going to miss it. What are we going to do?
I'm hungry now.
We need to go for lunch.
I know.
What are we going to do?
I don't think so. Every Tuesday, it's like a ritual. Everyone comes over at half seven. We all sit down. We're ready for Bake Off.
Exactly.
And now, I'm just a bit sad.
This celebrity series is coming, but I don't think it's till like well after Christmas now.
Yeah, it's a while.
I do like the celebrity series, though. I'm excited for that.
It's just not the same, though, is it?
It's not quite. You know, Rahul, congratulations if you're listening.
I hope he is, and I hope he feels better about his baking. He can actually bake.
I know. I'm so happy
Have
for him.
Have some confidence.
I know. From us.
From us. We love you, Rahul. Well done.
We do. Congratulations. This is Demon FM. We've got an exciting new thing happening right now.
A segment that we're all very excited about.
We've made a jingle and everything.
That's how you know we're excited.
We've got it sorted. We're ready.
But yeah, so basically, a member of our team, Scott, say hello, Scott.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Is renowned for being a bit miserable.
He is a misery guts, let me tell you.
So we've made a segment called Beam Me Up with Scotty. And what we're going to do is Scott's going to tell us what made him happy this week, and then maybe it'll make him a happier person.
Hopefully. That's the idea. Hopefully we'll get there.
Yeah. But, so it's time for Beam Me Up with Scotty.
Beam Me Up with Scotty.
Can I just say a big shout out to Rihanna for that jingle. That has made me smile.
It is a good jingle.
I've had a few things that have made me smile.
Go for it.
So Ben, the newsreader who you'll be hearing from too, he was absolutely loving Highway to Hell, which is a banger, as we all know. So just want a big shout out to him. You'll hear him at 2 reading the news for you. He'll be a lot calmer and
and a groove in the studio.
Also, for all you gaming fans, Red Dead Redemption 2 came out earlier in the week. I'm getting some blank expressions from the people. In the studio. But if you have been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, tweet us. Let us know how you found it. I think it's been absolutely brilliant. Bit of a spoiler alert: John Marston's back again. Blank looks from the studio.
I'm sure he is.
Again.
Obviously that's what's made me happy. But you guys have also been challenged to try and think of stuff that's made you guys happy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, automatically, Bake Off.
And whether or not that has made me, I have to say, I've never watched Bake Off.
You never watched, right?
It's not normal. You shouldn't.
Like six, seven seasons are on Netflix. We'll sit you down. Yeah. And we'll watch every single one of you.
Which one's the best season?
What the a question.
Nadia's season was my
favourite.
Nadia's
season, yeah.
I think that was a good one.
It was a good one. And she deserved to win as well.
She did. She's done
a
lot
so many stuff
with it.
She's done like cooking shows.
Yeah, you see.
I know her.
So you know her and you've never watched the programme.
Yeah.
birthday.
See, he'll know Raoul soon enough, don't you worry. And give him joy, don't you worry. So,
James, what's made you smile this week?
Well, I'm going for Bake Off again, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think, do you know what? It's the fact that so much is happening today with your birthday and everything.
Yeah,
it's just quite an exciting day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And
there's a lot going on today.
Yeah,
the first show, my birthday, it's Halloween,
and we also found out that we're going to New York, which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
Looking forward to that one. So
good birthday present.
I've just been smiling a lot, really.
Yeah, it's been a good few weeks, hasn't it?
I'm happy. I'm happy for both of you with your level of enthusiasm.
Our happiness has made Scott happy. Yay!
You have made me beam.
Oh, so
have we really?
We also got a tweet in as well,
have
Scott.
We?
Yeah. So John says after working hard all this week, something that's made him happy is sleeping.
Yeah, we've got a
I feel you there on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
Is it John?
John.
John.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, mate.
A couple there about sleeping as well. That is something that...
Being able to catch up on sleep seems to be a big thing.
I haven't managed that yet. Maybe that's why I'm not smiling about that.
I think it's because, obviously, the clocks... Didn't they go back an hour?
Yeah, so you get an extra hour.
So you get an extra hour in bed.
I know,
big revelation.
I was still tired on Sunday morning. Yeah. I slept my extra hour and felt like I'd lost an hour. It's rubbish.
So were you up to see the clocks go back, though?
Yeah.
Well, weird.
It's... good thing to watch that.
I did see a weird tweet about the whole, like, if twins were born, like the hour before the clock went back, which one's older, and that really bugged me.
I've never thought about that before.
It's like leap years, if you're born on a leap year.
I know someone who was born on a leap year, and her parents used to think it was hilarious to be like, oh, happy fourth birthday, and she's there like, Mum, I'm 16 now.
Which I think is quite funny.
I know. I don't.
That makes me beam.
There you go.
That's quite a funny story.
Yeah, it's quite funny, isn't it?
Scott has officially made us smile, even though he's miserable in the corner.
Yes. Thank you for that, Scott. So that was
Beam Me Up with Scotty.
I love that. I love it.
Demon FM.
This is Demon FM, and you're listening to Outer Mission.
The Lunch Show.
The Lunch Show.
With me, James.
And me, Jess. And we've only got less than 10 minutes left of the show.
I know, it's gone really quickly, actually.
It's gone really quick. I'm quite upset.
I know, you spend, because it's been the first show, we spent ages planning it.
Yeah. And it's gone in an hour. It's gone in an hour. Upset.
We'll be back soon.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
We will.
Same time, same place.
You know where to catch us.
Come on down.
But it's not the end of the show yet. We've still got stuff to talk about.
Something very important that we've saved to last.
We have. This is the big one.
This is the big one. The big Halloween one.
What are you dressing up as for Halloween?
It's exciting.
I know you've been planning this for a very long
time. Since the start of summer, me and my friends have planned this.
And what's it going to be?
So we're all going to be Powerpuff Girls.
How is that scary?
It's... Right. People who just think Halloween is just dress up scary, boring.
All
it's
right.
An imagination. My friend's going as Bob Ross.
Now that
girlfriend's going as a canvas, so it's like cute couple's costume. Yeah, she's going as like painting. It's really cool. Yeah,
I want to see pictures.
Like, wow. Which I didn't think of that. It's amazing.
I still don't know what I'm going to go as.
Right, as long as you don't have rip shirt blood everywhere, which is like the boring.
I mean, I'm going to put a bit more effort into it. I dressed up at the weekend, so I've had my practice run.
I haven't even put all mine on at the same time yet,
not.
So it could go horribly wrong this evening.
Rubbish.
Because there's three of us, I feel like it'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, no one will be just looking at just you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll look good anyway.
I'm sure it will. It will look good.
With this much planning.
Yeah.
It will go okay. And what are you doing? Are you trick or treating?
No, going to have a party. It's my birthday.
Going for a party.
It's my birthday, so go have a party.
I'd really like to go trick or treating, you know. But I just...
Go to like all the uni fats, like knocking everyone's doors.
Yeah, walk around all the student accommodation.
They give you like apples and stuff.
I don't like apples.
Frozen meals,
stuff like that. I still don't like apples.
But yeah, me and James asked some people around Leicester what they were dressing up as this year.
This year for Halloween, I'm going to be dressing up as Dracula.
I'm dressing up as Morticia Adams from the Adams family.
I'm going as a Halloween doctor, so dressed up as a doctor... but with lots of blood and body parts all over the place.
A devil. Got me little, like, sparkly, sequiny horns.
I'm going as Blossom from the Powerpuff Girls. I've got a buttercup and a bubbles as well. Yep, we're going as a group.
I should just go as a witch normally. I don't need much makeup then.
Yeah, so that was some people, what they're dressing up as.
There's a good range there.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like the Adams Family one. Yeah, the witch one, yeah. Girls are witch, don't have to do it. Put any makeup on.
I think I might do that. I'm scary.
Just put a
enough.
Hat on. Yeah. Alright.
Oh, well.
It's stressing me out that you haven't thought of anything yet, though.
I've got options. Mm. I've got like 3 or 4 options. I just need to decide before I actually get ready which one is going
to. Well, you need to decide soon because it's stressing me out. You're
well,
not having
I can't
a costume
because
ready.
I'm here.
You know how serious I take this. After the show, we're going to go back. We're going to dress James to see what he's going as.
I'll look. I will look good. I'm sure I will.
Look good.
I know I will. But
we
I
said,
just need to
we
decide.
We said Scott, he should go as a werewolf. I don't think enough people dress up as werewolves.
Scott's got a very hairy chest.
Yeah. So we think a werewolf would be good because it'd be easy enough
I
to
think
do. But
he
different.
Doesn't seem very enthusiastic
just,
about
everyone,
the...
Everyone goes as vampires, ghosts... Just rips up shirts and stuff, zombies.
Boring.
No one ever goes as a werewolf.
You could be unique.
Yeah, be unique,
that
Scott.
Would be really good.
I don't think he's going to.
He's
boring.
Just ignoring us
but
right
yeah.
now.
Exciting Halloween costumes. Let's know yours.
Yeah.
Because I don't like boring ones. I want something a bit different.
There's some really good ones online this year, like the face paint that some people are doing on Instagram and stuff is amazing, like.
I've seen them. They're so good.
Mine looks so basic compared to that. Like, I'm just not good.
Lisa, if you mess it up, spooky, don't matter.
That's true.
That's my excuse
You don't
anyway.
Have to be, like...
If it's not perfect, smudge it all out. Just smudge your whole face in makeup.
Just rock it.
Yeah, just rock it.
Just go
no
for
one
it.
Will, no one will, like, question you, because it's Halloween.
And who cares?
And who cares?
It's dark. It's dark in a party
yeah,
anyway.
It's dark, spooky, isn't it? No one cares. Be fine. There'll be someone there that's, like, more boring than you, so
yeah, especially if Scott's going.
Yeah, not going as a werewolf, upset.
He'll just go as himself, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's nodding. He's nodding.
Anyway,
thank
that
you.
Is all we've got time for.
It's been good. I've
it's
enjoyed
been good,
it.
A good run.
We've made Scott smile.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all sorts.
Talk about pumpkins a lot.
We have. So
and Rahul.
Yes, Rahul. Our next show in 2 weeks' time. It's not going to be Halloween themed,
nope.
Of course.
Nope.
But more of the same energy and the same fun.
Yay.
It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And
we will see you all then.
Yeah, the news is coming up next.
See you soon.